This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A week from tonight, Friday, June 29th, Puccini's Tosca opens the 2012 season of the Santa Fe Opera. Tosca will be joined by Bizet's The Pearl Fishers, Szymanowski's King Roger, Rossini's Mahometto Segundo, and Strauss's Arabella. And with us this morning, outside on the grounds of the Santa Fe Opera, is Charles McKay, its general director. Charles, thank you so much for joining us.
Spencer, it's great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us and taking part in this build-up to a great season, the 56th season of the Santa Fe Opera.
The 56th season, and your
This is my fourth season as general director. Of course, I remember early on, I think it was probably the second season that I was working for the Santa Fe Opera when we did Tosca, and that would have been in the late 60s, maybe around 1970. And I fell completely in love with this opera. It's so wonderful that we are bringing it back this season because it hasn't been performed in Santa Fe since 1994. Even though it's one of the staples of the repertory and probably about as perfect an opera as has ever been written, it's been absent from our stage for too long, and so it's a great opportunity for people to see and hear this opera again.
We often talk about sort of the standard season for the Santa Fe Opera as two traditional favorites. Obviously this year, Tosca and Bizet's The Pearl Fishers. That doesn't mean, however, that the way the Santa Fe Opera is going to present them is in any way traditional.
Absolutely. The fact is, of course, this is the first time we will have performed The Pearl Fishers, this wonderful opera by Bizet. So having these two pieces to start the season gives us some wonderfully familiar music. Both stagings are, the Tosca is set in the original period of the piece. Tosca takes place on a specific date in history, June 14th, 1800. We know this from references in the text. So we wanted to find a way of doing it that would be appropriate to the text, but still a little bit different and unusual. So it's the traditional staging with a slightly different twist, I would say. The Pearl Fishers is a fascinating piece. It's a slightly exotic opera. It takes place in Ceylon. We know this opera because of its famous duet, the tenor and baritone duet. But truly, the entire score is absolutely beautiful. Gives rise to great choruses and arias and duets, as I've said.
It'd be great to have it on the season. One thing that we've spoken about in the past, Charles, is that you grew up in Santa Fe. Your first exposure to opera was here at the Santa Fe Opera as a boy. You have initiated something called Family Nights at the Santa Fe Opera. What was your idea for that series?
I thought back to the fact that when I was growing up in Santa Fe, yes, I came to the Youth Night events. Those are the final dress rehearsals for operas, and I absolutely loved them, and that was my earliest exposure to the opera. But I also have a vivid memory of coming to the opera with my parents to full-fledged performances, and it felt very, very grown up and exciting, and I just thought it was such a great experience for me growing up here, and I know many other folks who grew up in Santa Fe and had similar experiences. I just wanted to do whatever we could to ensure that that same kind of thing could be happening today and that we could offer some very attractive pricing for families. And I have to tell you, one of the most heartwarming things about it is the number of older opera goers who come to me and say, I am so thrilled to see young people coming to the opera and to see people bringing their children. And because it's the way that I was introduced to opera. And so I think as a matter of legacy, it's really important for us to ensure that there will be appreciative audiences for the future.
Charles McKay is the general director of the Santa Fe Opera. The 2012 season begins next weekend with openings of both Tosca and the Pearl Fishers. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org or call 986-5900. Enjoy the summer, Charles.
Thanks so much, Spencer. I'll see you at the opera.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.